Sure is good to be in the Lord's house this morning. Thank the Lord for the privilege and the blessing. It's good to see everyone that's here. Thank the Lord for every person that's come, especially every visitor that we might have. Good to have you this morning. And I want to say thank the Lord for our veterans. We know Monday's Veterans Day, and we celebrate not only Monday, but on Sunday. And we appreciate all our veterans. Thank God for them, for the service they've given. And I also want to make a personal thank you. I was thinking about it this week, and I never did say as much as I ought to have about pastor's appreciation. Didn't thank people as much as I should. Had a lot going on, a lot on my mind. But you folks are good to lend to me all the time. But to that pastor's appreciation, so much was said, and gifts and cards and the service. And we're glad to get to hear Brother Bob preach that day, and dinner and everything. So there was just so much, and I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. And at this time, we'll just let people stand. We'll have a word of prayer. Precious Heavenly Father, we pray today for the service. And God, we pray that you just help us today, God, that we might have the service that you would want us to have and that you'd want to give us. Help us that we'll come to you obediently and with humble hearts. God, help us to have a powerful spiritual service and great conviction. God, we pray today for everything in the service. Whatever you want us to do, help us to do it powerfully and with all our heart. And God, we just ask you today to do these things and bless us and help us. God, we know we can't do any of that without you. And we praise you that you're always ready to help us. And God, we praise you today and we thank you for these things. We ask you these things in Jesus' name and amen. You may be seated, and we'll turn over to the choir.
Page 46.
In the old
Page four.
Yeah.
and I don't want to get in the way of anything, but I really need to follow the Lord and sing this song, so just pray for us.
Once my soul was astray from that heavenly way, I was wretched and vile as could be, but my Savior in love gave me peace from above when He reached down His hand for me. When my Savior despair when Jesus came to me there, and He showed me that I could be free. Then He lifted my feet, He gave me gladness complete when He reached down His hand. When my Savior His sweet voice in the tempest, to Him I can cling, there to lean on His arm, I'm safe, secure from all harm, since He reached down His hand for me. When my Savior reached down for me, He had to reach way down for me. Oh, I was lost and undone without God or His Son. When He this old flesh will be no more, but when I go, don't you worry about me, 'cause I'll be living again on that far away strand with the one who reached down.
Come. If God's calling you.
When my Savior reached down for me, He had to reach
I'm thankful for being here today. I've been struggling a lot with my health issues. They gave me something that I have to live with for the rest of my life, and I've just been struggling, and I haven't been coming to church, but I'm thankful today for being here.
I've been through the desert, and I climbed the mountain high, and I walked through Death Valley, and it almost claimed my life. Yeah, battle scarred and wounded, but I'm still alive to tell about the grace that brought me through, how it saved my soul from hell. I never walked alone, though at times it seemed that I was by myself. But every time I cried for help, Lord, you were always there. Lost the battle, those Satan's darts, they drove me to my knees. Yeah, I've been through some hard times, but I never walked alone.
I stood with my loved one, wondering what would happen next. And I stood at her bedside, putting all my dreams to rest. There in a thousand pieces, my shattered heart upon the ground. But even in my darkest hour, Lord, you could still be found. I never walked alone, though at times it seemed that I was by myself. But every time I cried for help, Lord, you were always there to see me through, and I never lost a battle. Those Satan's darts, they drove me to my knees. Yeah, I've been through some hard times, but I never walked alone.
We've been through some hard times, but we never walked alone.
And we'll have our choir come down and we'll turn it over to our pastor.
Thankful this morning for the good choir singing, and thankful for the special singing we've already had, and I'm especially thankful for Peyton and her move. I'm thankful she's not giving up on the Lord. When he calls her, she's still moving. I'm thankful for our church coming around here and not giving up on her and praying for her. And most importantly, I'm thankful the Lord's still calling her. And one of these days, we're going to get up rejoicing, Peyton. I have no doubt about that. I cannot wait for that day. It's good to be here this morning. Really keep praying, church. I really want to see people get saved this morning. I've got such a heavy heart for our burdens today. We'll ask at this time, if everyone will, please stand to your feet. We'll ask if anyone has an unspoken prayer request. It's all over the house, lots to pray for. Yeah, let's really pray for Dawn. Remember that. I'd ask the church to keep praying for my grandma and grandpa. I appreciate your prayers. But just keep praying. Yeah, just remember that. I'd also like to ask the church to pray for Samaria. They lost a deacon this week. Jordan had to preach a funeral, so remember him and that church.
Pray for Smyrna Church. They're in revival.
Yep.
And pray for Souls Harbor. They're in revival, and I believe at Souls Harbor, I believe Brother Cooper will be preaching there this morning.
Yep.
But both those churches, good churches, were Israel Douglas pastors and Chase Lay pastors, and they've been having good revival at Souls Harbor. I know they had one saved Friday night, and last night Brother Tim Jones preached and had two saved. Mm-hmm. So let's just pray for them. At the same time, let's pray with everything within us for Lima Missionary Baptist Church's
Amen.
Service this morning.
Yeah,
God's here in a powerful way, and let's let God see how much we appreciate his being here.
Amen.
By doing everything that within us that we can for this service.
Amen. Just remember those. Just remember that. Appreciate that.
Remember my wife.
Yep, just remember that. Anybody else have anything before we go to the Lord in prayer? If not, we're going to ask Billy Thompson to lead us in prayer.
Father, just lead this service in your holy will and
Thankful for prayer this morning. I'm thankful to be able to lay my burdens down at the feet of Jesus. We've got a lot to pray for, and just hearing everyone's requests, it seems like a lot of people might be going through some valleys, but I'm thankful we can lay them burdens down. And we'll ask at this time if anyone has a song or a testimony on your heart. Follow the Lord this morning. Chase asked the youth group to come up.
Not enough time, so I'll just thank him. can heal and the blood that can save. I have been blessed. We live in a country, the greatest honor. Our flag stands for freedom and what it is worth. She stands in the hall.
Where he leads me when I'm overwhelmed. The place where he hides me is under his wings.
He's not just a song, he's the reason I sing. I have been blessed. Oh,
on your heart.
I'm sorry.
No,
you're wrong. I tried to not come up here.
Bless the Lord.
And I'm so tired of doing this myself.
Bless your heart.
I just can't do it anymore. Just pray for me and my family.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord. Anybody else got something you want to say?
has been blessed in so many ways.
Bless him, Lord.
With family and friends, day after day, but I can't stay here. Soon I'll be gone. I just
I believe somebody else still needs to come. Obey the Lord. Man.
As I look back on all of my days, so many times, so many.
I've made my mistakes, and still I have found I may stumble and fall. But through it all, God is still good. Mercy still flows from the palms of His hand.
Yeah.
And He will give grace and help me to stand. Although He knows how unworthy I am, God is still good. God is still good when the waves roll high. God is still good all through the night. When I've done all I can and I don't understand, God is still good. Clouds of doubt may darken the way.
Yeah.
Showers of blessings may come any day. He'll bring me through and I'll stand and say, God is still good. God is still
Amen.
Good.
Good move and these good songs. God's give us a great meeting this morning, great spirit. And I thought about just skipping the preaching, but God stirred my heart a different direction. And I got a little message, probably be short, but I need to share it. And I'm going to do a little different. We usually right now have everybody stand and take prayer requests and come in the altar, but I just feel like going ahead and reading right now. So you just pray real hard. And somebody else needs to come to altar. I want to read from the 19th chapter of the book of John. And got a number of verses I want to read here, a little more than usual, but I want you to pray real hard. And I want to use a subject this morning, the gift of grace. And I want to read a passage here where Jesus was on the cross. And I want to start reading back about the 25th verse. And again, this is the 19th chapter of the book of John. And I want you to think about this, the 19th verse, and the 25th verse and the 19th chapter of the book of John. I'll give you a minute to get to it. And now there stood by the cross of Jesus his mother and his mother's sister Mary, the wife of Cleophas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciple standing by whom he loved, he said unto the mother, Woman, behold thy son. And he saith to his disciple, Behold thy mother. And from that hour, that disciple took her unto his own home. And that's not actually on my subject, but God really impressed me to read that. Even when Jesus was hanging on the cross, he still wanted to take care of his family and took care of his mom and took care of his disciple. And boy, that just touched my heart. But now, going on down to the 27th or 28th verse. And after this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, that the scripture might be fulfilled, saith, I thirst. Now, the things that he knew were accomplished were things that had been planned from the foundation of the world. And that goes along with God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Jesus was doing what his father wanted him to do and what they'd agree on before time ever existed. And so, and now verse 29. Now there was set a vessel full of vinegar. And they filled a sponge with vinegar and put on hyssop and put it to his mouth. When Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, "It's finished." Now, I want to make a point here. He didn't say, "I'm finished." And I think I heard that quoted that way one time, and I can understand that I make mistakes, but he didn't say, "I'm finished." He's not finished. He never will be finished. He said, "It's finished." And he meant the things that God wanted me to do, me giving myself that the people might have grace. Talk about the gift of grace. He was giving himself, and God gave himself, that we could have eternal life. And so anyway, he said, "It's finished." And he bowed his head, and he gave up the ghost. Now, I want you to think about this. They didn't take his life from him. Now, they crucified him, but what I say they didn't take is he gave his life. Now, and I feel like getting back over here, and this is still yet a lot of reading, but I feel this. It's over in the, if you want to read, it's in the 10th chapter of the book of John. And the 14th verse, he said, "I'm the good shepherd, and I know my sheep, and I'm known of mine." And the 17th verse says, "Therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life, that I might take it again." Now listen to this. Verse 18, "No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have the power to lay it down. I have the power to take it up again. This commandment have I received of my Father." And listen, this may sound ridiculous, but if Jesus Christ would have wanted to still been hanging on the cross alive, breathing, he could till yet today. Nobody took his life from him. He had the power over everything. And so when he said it's finished, he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. Now, I want you to pray. Talk about giving a gift. You know, it's probably only 6 or 7 weeks till Christmas. I didn't look exactly on the calendar, but it's not too far away. We have a tendency to give gifts long about Christmas, and I think that's wonderful. I think that's a great tradition that we've got. But the greatest gift that's ever been given is what Jesus gave when he came to this earth, and he died on the cross of Calvary, and he raised from the dead, and he's alive, and he's still giving out the gift. And the giving of himself back here was finished, but the giving of the gift that he got for us has never been finished. And I praise God, he gives gifts unto men, and that's me and you. But let's go on a little bit. Pray real hard, and I know you're praying. I can feel it. Listen to this. Then came the soldiers. This is the 32nd verse here. Then came the soldiers and brake the leg of the first and of the which was crucified with him. And then they came to Jesus and saw that he was dead already. They break not his leg. It even talks back, I think it's in the 34th chapter of Psalm. The psalmist Becker talks about his bones, well, none of them will be broken. That was over 1,000 years before Jesus was born. The psalmist had already gotten a message from God that his bones are not going to be broken. Well, what's that mean, preacher? That means that God's in charge all the time, and there was no accident here. Talk about giving of a great gift. But listen, I praise God. Let me go back again, but let me get this 14th verse. "But one of the soldiers which had a spear pierced his side, and forthwith came out blood and water." Boy, I'm glad that came out. Listen, he wasn't finished. The offering of his life was done, but he was still giving. The blood and the water came out. Boy, I want to praise God for that. Now listen, and like I said, won't take too long here, I'm pretty sure, but let me go back and remind you of what I preached last week. I preached about Abraham getting the H added to his name. I preached about Sarai getting the H added to her name, becoming Sarah. Abram became Abraham. Sarai became Sarah. And praise God, I'm glad that's talking about and represents grace. The word in the Hebrew that meant grace, it was the fifth letter of the Hebrew alphabet, and it means number 5. And so we compared that and come through the Bible and talked about a few instances of where things which meant 5 told the story of grace. The 5 loaves of bread that fed more than 5,000 people. We preached about that. We preached about the 5 smooth stones that David found in the brook when he was getting ready to face Goliath, and he took one of them and he brought the giant down. He could have brought a whole family down if he'd needed to. We preached about
those. Well, I want to preach this to you. Boy, I got stirred up when I was studying this. It came on my heart. That's kind of where I need to head today. You think about Jesus now. Think about the gift that he gave, giving grace. Brother Brent, well, now get this. Go with me and picture this. When he was hanging on the cross there, when he talked to John, and when he talked, I guess it was John, and when he talked to his mom, and when he was talking to these others, you think about it. He had a nail through his left hand. He had a nail through his right hand. He had a nail through his left foot. He had a nail through his right foot. And you know what happened when that soldier came with the spear? That was the fifth wound that he had. Talk about grace! When he put the spear in his side, he still had control, even though he was dead in the flesh. The blood and the water still came out. Talk about giving grace. Those five things, those five wounds, that's the greatest representation of grace that I've found. That's told me, Billy, in the Bible. Grace, grace, grace. Now, and listen, I said, God permitting, I'm not going to preach too long, but I want to make a point or two here. If you was home around Christmas time, maybe it was Christmas Eve, and somebody come up on your front porch and had a package, and then knocked on your door and rung your doorbell, and you saw them out there, and maybe they stood there for a little bit, said, "Open up, I got a gift for you. I want to give you a gift. Will you just open up the door? I'll set this in your house." Well, I'm telling you what, I'd probably try to hurry up to get my door open. Well, now listen, I want to make this point. There's a greater gift than anything that could be set on your porch. There's a greater gift. It's the gift of grace that Jesus brought through his crucified, dead and resurrected body. He's standing at the door. It's not on your front porch, but it's at the door of your heart. I'm glad, Josh, when I was just a boy, I'm glad that Jesus stood at the door of my heart. He knocked. He said, "If any man will open to me, I'll come in." He wanted to bring me a gift of grace. He brought it to me. Well, I resisted a little bit, but I'll tell you what, I'm glad I quit resisting. If you're here today and you've never been saved, I'll get you a song. Everybody stand up. That's enough preaching. I don't need to preach too long, but praise God. I feel heaven moving this morning. Talk about grace. Now, get back to that 5 points. So many places in the Bible. Actually, the Bible said the number five's in there 318 times. I read that somewhere. But listen, what I'm talking about today, right here and right now, Jesus, when he was pierced in the side, that fifth wound that represents the grace of God, which brings us salvation. I want you to know today, God's offering salvation to you. Listen, are you going to accept the gift, or are you going to say, "No, not right now, right here"? Obey the Lord. And if you need to repent and rededicate your life, you can come too. Sing when you're ready. Somebody needs to come and get the gift of grace. That means salvation. You need... You need to come and get the gift of grace. You need to come and get salvation. And thank God that he loved us so much that he gave us that. Unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Now think about that. Unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Now think about it. The gift is given. But if you don't accept it, you don't get it. It's offered to you. It's given to you. Will you accept it today? Please come. Please come. Please come. If you're here today, if you're here today, and God's offering you the gift, will you come and get it? Come and seek it. Please come and get it. Obey the Lord. He washes all our sins away. Oh, praise God. Please obey the Lord.
Think about the Lord hanging on that cross, getting pierced in the side. That precious blood and water come out. Now, I'll tell you what, the blood of Jesus Christ is what cleanses from all our sins. Amen. Obey the Lord this morning. Please obey the Lord this morning. I pray that you just let God have his way. God loves you. And I quoted this already, but I want to read it again. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. How big is that measure, preacher? It's so big I can't tell you how big it is. I can just say like the scripture did, it's according to the measure of the gift of Christ. It exceeds anything my mind will comprehend. But I know the feeling of it because when I trusted Jesus by faith, God put it down in my soul. So let me read again. But unto everyone of us given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Wherefore he saith, listen to this, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Amen. So listen to me today. I want you to think with me on this. If you had a gift request, if somebody came by and said, now, if you could have anything you want, what gift would you like to have? And if you could write that down and you say, do you suppose I might get that? Now, that'd be pretty incredible, wouldn't it? But I want you to know anything natural that you could imagine in this whole world that you could write down, if you was to get it, it would not come near to being equal with the gift of grace that Jesus Christ brought by his death, burial, and resurrection. I'm telling you what. Well, what did you get, preacher, when you got the gift of grace? I got freedom from my sin. I got my soul washed in the blood of the Lamb. I didn't have that agony inside anymore. I didn't have that heartache and that grief inside anymore. I didn't have that fear of dying and going to hell in me anymore. I knew I was going to heaven because I'd gotten the grace of God. I'd gotten saved. Listen to me today. Please listen and please act on what God's doing. You don't have to see fireworks in the sky. That's not the way it works. You don't have to hear a band playing. That's not the way it works. But just feeling that need down inside, that longing to have Jesus, that wanting to know that you're saved and that you've got that assurance of going to heaven, when you're feeling that longing inside and that desire, that's when God's calling you. You need to come to him. We want to sing another song, and I want to appeal to you. Please come and pray. If you don't feel like it, you don't have to say anything. If you don't even want to stay at the altar after you pray, you don't have to stay. You get up and go back to your seat. Whatever you want to do. But if you just got just the tiniest inkling that you need Jesus while they sing this song, and if that's stirring at all, come and pray. And come and rededicate. And the door of the church is open. If you want to join this church, the door's open this morning. You can join this church. But most of all, somebody needs to get saved. Somebody needs Jesus this morning. Please come. Please come. If you need somebody to come with you, ask somebody close by. Ask a good Christian close by you. Will you go to the altar with me? They will, I'm sure. Come on today. Please come. Please come. Come on, quickly. If you're not saved, you can get the gift today that will make you saved. It'll make you happy down here. And it'll take you to heaven when you die. No greater gift than that. Do you want it? Come and get it. Amen. Amen. Come on. Come on. Yes, sir. Come on. Come down and pray, buddy. Let's pray with this young man. Praise God. Praise God. Thank the Lord he come. One of my burdens this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Bless him. God help him. Praise God. Thank the Lord for this and it's come. one of my burdens this morning. But I got some more. While I'm praying for him, I'm also praying for you. You others that need to come. Come on, obey the Lord. Let God have his way. Please come. Please come. Obey the Lord. God. Your name, Father. Let me ask, can I just ask you a question?
Yeah, go ahead.
Did you get saved this morning?
Yeah.
Amen. Well, that's a testimony in its own right. Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord. Okay, if we shake hands with you?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. I mean, let's get the people to come around and shake hands. Is that all right?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right. Okay. We're going to sing another song. Everybody will come around and shake hands with this young man. We appreciate it. And any others that wants to come, do that while you follow your heart. Obey the Lord. You say what you want to here. I'll get the mic for you. Say what's on your heart, buddy.
I'm just sorry for not being here and not being the right kid to God.
Yep.
Just dedicating my life to
God. Amen. Thank the Lord for you. We'll shake hands with you, too. Come on, pure, stand by him. Praise the Lord. Now, anybody else want to say anything before we start singing again? Come on back around and shake hands both of these. Praise the Lord. Shake hands with her if you ain't already.
I'm in the glory land way.
wonders come home, oh, hasten to obey and get in the glory land way. I'm in the glory land way. I'm in the glory land way. Heaven is near and the way groweth clear, for I'm in
Brother said he got saved. Said he'd like to join church, get baptized. Could I hear a move? We receive him as a candidate for baptism. Okay, there's a move and there's a second. And everybody shake, raise your hand. Amen. All right, so we'll discuss with him when's a good time for him to get baptized. I do want to make this announcement. Some of the folks that have gotten saved and joined the church to be baptized, some of them have selected the 8th day of December. That's the second Sunday of December as their baptizing day choice. And so if that works for everybody that can, that they'll be good. But if you want to, if some of them wants to get baptized before then, you can. Just let me know. If that won't work, even if it's after that, just let me know. But right now, we're looking forward to the 8th day of December for baptizing. Okay, anything else before we turn over to the for the announcements? All right, got one more thing I want to do. We're going to get everybody sitting down for just a minute. If you are in the armed services of the United States of America, or if you have ever been, if you're a veteran, would you stand up? Stand up. Everybody look around. Look around. I'm just going to applaud you folks. I want everybody to applaud you. Amen. You can be seated. I want to tell you I thank you for your service. And, of course, I think all the veterans probably know there's going to be a veterans dinner in the fellowship area when church is over here. But right now we're going to turn over to the announcements.
I just got one quick announcement. If you've got items for me for Operation Christmas Child, there will be a bag. It's on rollers in the foyer. I'm just going to leave it out there today. You can Terry already mentioned it. The Veterans Center is today after church, but I wanted to make it very clear that even if you didn't sign up and you are a veteran or a guest here today or a widow of a veteran, there's plenty of food, plenty of seats. We'd love to have you there and honor you for what you've done. Thanks.
Sorry, I'm getting my thoughts in order here. I was thinking about what Eric just told me. But anyways, though, we are collecting canned goods and non-perishable items to give to needy families for Thanksgiving. The youth group is going to be passing out those dinners on November 23rd. So in the meantime, we are looking for canned good items, box stuffing, instant mashed potatoes, Debbie cakes, brownie mixes, cake mixes, icing, anything like that, 2 liters of pop, and we're going to put together, like we have in years past, a Thanksgiving dinner and deliver it to them. So if you would like to bring in non-perishable items, that would be wonderful. There is a table out in the foyer, and then we're also accepting donations, and we're going to use that to buy the perishable items, which would be our butter, milk, turkey, and there's a couple other things too, I think rolls and stuff like that. So if you're interested in helping with that, that would be wonderful. And then the youth group will be here from 1 to 5 on the 23rd, and we're actually going to go deliver those items. So if you have a family that you would like to add to our list, please let me know that as well. And the youth group is serving the veterans today. So if you are a youth and you are planning on staying and helping serve the veterans, please go ahead and you can be dismissed now and go wash your hands and get ready to take orders from Emily.
Or anything else to be said before we come to close? Remember service time tonight, 6:00. Pray much. If nothing else, we'll ask those seated to stand. Bless Brother Brent. I ask the blessing and also on the food and dismiss him.